Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you here on Writer Than You. Thank you for hanging out. We're going to get into a lifetime ban for Jonte Porter, a brutally ugly moment involving Caitlin Clark. I thought it was bad enough when I heard a reporter's question. Then I realized I know that reporter. We'll get into what happened at that superstar player's introductory press conference in Indianapolis. Really pumped. Sam Quinn, my colleague over at CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ, going to be on the show to talk some hoops. We got, how's buy or sell today, Tom? This is Pretty Daddy RTY. Never bring him in early anymore because, frankly, it's a little hard, right? You just need, like, needing coffee in the morning. You just need to sort of ease into it. But let's ask him, how's buy or sell today?
It's like coffee today. Jolt of energy.
Okay. It's a great answer. We got a jolt of energy from Tommy. 855-212-4227 is pretty exciting. If you want to call us, I'll say it slower in case you want, you know, haven't done it before. Write it down. Let's go. Put it on your phone. Sort of like a, where you're hitting on somebody, as I understand it. I'm married. I don't know. Or you hand them your phone, and then they put the phone number down. So I'm just going to, you take your phone out, and this is me. 855. Okay, yep. 212-4227. Call me. Sports Writer, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R, at Pretty Daddy R-T-Y. Excited to talk a little sports with you. It's nice to get things right in life. It's even better when someone else has designated the name of your show Writer Than You. I love how many times I hear jokes about the name of the show. It's great. Today, Writer Than several people out there. I tried to tell folks, we are such captives of the moment. Tried to tell people the Sixers were for real. Tried to tell people that they were still a legit force. But understandably, especially in the NBA, whatever has happened in the last 2 days is what has happened to most people's perspectives over the last 2 months or two seasons. And when Embiid went down, and it was hard for the Sixers, and they weren't quite the basketball team they were, everybody wrote them off. And the notion and the idea that he might return, because that was the expectation, and that if he did return, they had a clear potential path to greatness. Harder. More difficult because he'd been injured, but the notion that they could do something special this year was ridiculed as talking about aliens, as pointing out some random representative thinks there's a cover-up in the government about aliens, or what did Henry ask me about? Bigfoot, which I asked Howard Beck yesterday. I got the same reaction on that. And yesterday, Joel Embiid, with a lot of help from some of his guys, reminded us that we cannot make sweeping conclusions about any of these teams until we have all the facts. And here's a fact. Here's a reality. The Sixers have the first, second, or third best player in the NBA back. He has a supporting cast around him that is built for excellence if he is on the floor because of the way he impacts the game. And that win against the Miami Heat, it was a comeback win, and in retrospect, they got a little, maybe they got help. Jimmy Butler played on an injured MCL for a big stretch of that game. It was a hell of a battle. And I told you before, both the Sixers and the Heat are good enough to go deep in this postseason, or at least were. That 105-104 win does come with the asterisk for the Miami that Butler's expected to miss several weeks, including the play-in game that now remains for them to be the 8 seed to play the Celtics. If they can beat the Chicago Bulls, the Heat season probably over, whatever happens in that game. But the Sixers season has the potential to just get going in the ways that absolutely matter. What an incredible win for Philadelphia. And what a show, what a time for the NBA. We've talked about the parity and all the teams that keep on winning and all the excellence that is out there. And for the first time in a generation, it might be the first time in Pretty Daddy RTY, that's his new Twitter handle, in his lifetime, the Sixers and the Knicks are going to go at each other in a playoff series. And both of those teams are not just good enough to make a deep run, and I'm talking conference finals or better. Both of those teams are lined up on a side of the bracket that makes that likely they can get past the other. This is going to be a hell of a showdown. And I was saying this on a podcast that I do now. I was saying this in my other job doing TV, and I had people pushing back and rolling their eyes before yesterday's game. I said, whoever wins, and it'll probably be the Sixers. You never know in a single game. Whoever wins this game is going to have a clear opportunity to beat the Knicks. And people roll their eyes, and then Sixers win. Vegas drops the odds, and it's somewhere between a toss-up statistically or, at some of the books, a slight favorite to the Philadelphia 76ers, who will obviously be on the road. Why? Because as great as Jalen Brunson has been, and he has been an extraordinary player, extraordinary, and as formidable as the Knicks have been with OG Anunoby, and as remarkable a job as Tibbs has done as the head coach, and I can go down the depth that teams have, Bogdanovich, what he brings off the bench, there's so many things the Knicks do that make them a legitimate contender. Outside of, at least on paper, outside of the Boston Celtics, outside of the Denver Nuggets, the team that has been the most impressive when they've had their star player this year, bar none, is the Philadelphia 76ers. And there's now a clear path for that team to make a deep run. No Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Milwaukee Bucks side of the bracket. If, it's an if, we don't know. That calf injury prevents him from playing. Now remember, Giannis is a guy that has superhuman strength. He's the Adrian Peterson of the NBA in the sense that when he gets hurt, he somehow comes back at a timeline that shouldn't be possible. But this calf injury is the kind that people sometimes force themselves back from too soon and then lead to sometimes immediate and devastating injury. Kevin Durant's the best example, had a calf injury, came back, blew out his MCL. And he took Durant in that stretch 2 months off a few years ago when he was playing for the Warriors. Even if Giannis is healthy and you can't rush him, I'm worried that they will. I know there's massive pressure. Doc Rivers is feeling it. John Horst, the GM, is feeling it. That entire Damian Lillard, who's going through a divorce that he's talked publicly about being really problematic, is feeling it. I'm sure Giannis is feeling it. You can't force Giannis back. Even if he does come back and he's able to go, even if he hadn't got hurt, that Bucks team has been a disaster. And they play a Pacers team that I like the Pacers. They've actually, Indy's played really good over the last 15, 20 games. They've been sneaky impressive. They are not as good, neither of those teams in their current state, as the Knicks or the Sixers. That series that Philly just earned, that is for a real chance and a berth in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Embiid is the reason. Now, I know Tyrese Maxey kept these guys afloat and was utterly and totally outstanding. And I know Nick Batum yesterday had the... We like to do this now every game, right? Because it's the Alex Caruso game. Oh, it's the Pretty Daddy game. Oh, it's the Nick Batum game. Batum was amazing. And he went off. And he hit some huge shots. And even his defensive energy was incredible. And I saw a lot of people saying, people are gonna credit Embiid because he played better down the stretch. It's all Joel. I know he was inefficient. I know he was a bit of a slow starter. But if you watch the Sixers now and you watch the Sixers before, this is the only comp that you'll ever give Embiid to Steph Curry. It is a similar effect. The way in which Embiid's presence on the floor drastically changes the potential upside of every one of his teammates is astounding. Because if you watched, especially late in the game, Embiid can hit jump shots. It's not that Embiid's going to be Steph Curry and go create his own shot on three, but if you leave him open three, he'll bury those shots. And yesterday, they just decided to stand back, to hedge a little bit, to give Embiid that space at the top of the key. And what happened? Embiid hit those threes. So then they close out and it creates all this space in the lane. And Embiid made an incredible pass. I think it was to Batum, because the dude can pass too. And suddenly you've got guys that are open in the corner that are hitting three-point shots. The offense functions at such a remarkable level when Embiid's on the floor because of the gravity that he exerts. He either pulls players, defenders toward him, creating all of this space for his teammates, or because he's a big man that shouldn't be able to do this, but it's easy to forget the guy can hit a jump shot. He pushes people back because they know that he can pass and they know they can just turn his back to them and bully his way into the paint, and he can knock down those shots. He's an absolute game changer, and that yesterday was a championship-level team. The only thing about that Philly Heat game, and it was a great game. We didn't know it at the time, by the way. The only thing that was brutal was what turned out to be the unfairness and, my God, the toughness of Jimmy Butler and Miami fighting through that thing when Jimmy had, it turns out, potentially a serious MCL injury. It is some sort of MCL injury. MRI coming today. Expectation Shams just reported he could miss several weeks, which is really a way of saying probably the season. And that Heat team, again, before we knew Jimmy was hurt, also good enough, had they won that game and they were close, also good enough to beat the Knicks. And we'll do predictions tomorrow, I guess, on the show. We'll have to do them. There's no NBA games tonight. Play-in final games, the 8 spotter tomorrow. So we'll have to do them not knowing. Tom, are you okay with me doing predictions where instead of picking, let's say you want to pick the Celtics losing the first round, are we good just saying the 8 seed? Or do you have to pick tomorrow your actual winner between Pelicans Kings and between the Bulls who beat the Hawks last night? That's the only thing I'm going to say about that game. And, well, I'll say a couple things later. And a Miami team with no Jimmy. How do you want to do predictions tomorrow on the 8 seed?
No. We could just say the 8 seed. This is
the
like
8 seed.
Filling out your bracket when the first four hasn't been played yet.
Some people don't allow that. Some people that manage those things hand down, you know, 5 or 6 crazy rules you have to follow about how to do the bracket. And you're like, I like you, but you're a control freak and half these rules are stupid. But then you sort of respect the aggression. Do you know what I'm saying? Are you picking up at all what I'm putting down?
I got you.
Okay. Embiid had 11 of his points in the fourth quarter, 8 in the final 3 minutes of the game. This Sixers team, to my earlier point, is now 32-8 with Embiid when he plays this season. Batum had 20 points. It was a career high. Not a career high, excuse me. It was a season high. Which, by the way, I'm not taking anything away from Batum. He was awesome in that game and hit so many big threes. What, 6 of 10 from the three-point line, all but one of those in the second half. And this was a really good game. It was a close game. And the Miami Heat, if you missed it or you didn't watch it, and this is what's, by the way, can I just say this real quick? I know people want me to get to the point, but I like to kind of back into stuff sometimes. It's not Embiid versus Jimmy Butler, which is why I'm not entirely ruling out the Heat, at least in the next game. It's Embiid who makes it the difference for his team versus Eric Spoelstra, who makes the difference for his team. And Nick Nurse might be. It's debatable. There's 3 or 4 or 5 guys you can put on the list. Nick Nurse might be the second best coach in the NBA. That's the guy that was competing against Spoelstra. My God, Spoelstra is so good at his job. Yesterday, Spoelstra threw a zone at Philly that in the first half flummoxed them so badly that Philly scored almost as many points in the third quarter as they did in the entirety of the first half. The thing is, Nick Nurse is able to make the adjustments that were necessary. What Spoelstra did to Nurse for a half, he will do to many of the coaches and 100% of the Doc Rivers over the course of an entire series. It's amazing how many defense, I just like getting the Doc Rivers accurate shots in. It's amazing how many different defenses and different things he'll do. He'll scramble the plant. It's incredibly impressive. And so Embiid and the Sixers were down big going into that second half. They've been totally flummoxed by Eric Spoelstra. And again, credit to all those players. Jimmy Butler for playing through the pain. Got to be the pain of that situation. And then they got hot and they got confident. And that's the other thing you can't quantify. And my friends like Sam Quinn who are and John Gonzalez, one of my co-hosts over at Beyond the Arc, which made our debut yesterday on TV on CBS Sports Network. We're again tomorrow. Hope you'll watch it. They push back on this, but just because you can't measure it doesn't mean it's true. My son Henry always asks me, Daddy, how do I know that you love me? And I say, you can't measure everything in the world that is true, and that is one of the most important truths that shaped my life. I do love you, but I can't give you an equation, right? You can't measure how much your mom loves you or dad loves you or how much pretty daddy loves his job or whatever it is. It just is what it is. It doesn't make it untrue. And the same reality applies to the way that some guys, not every guy, and it's easy. By the way, you can lie about loving somebody. How many men and women have done that in their 20s to their partner? I'm not saying that just because you can't prove it, it's always true. I'm just saying that when it is true and it's real, it doesn't mean you can prove it. I can't prove this, but I'm telling you it's so. Joel Embiid's ability to instill and inject a different level of confidence in his players is astounding. Batum doesn't have that game if Embiid's not on the floor. I mean, I go down the entire roster. Every guy is better other than Tobias Harris, because he's not good, when Joel Embiid plays. And it's amazing how much that second half played that out. They hit big shots. They came back. They played good defense. They had a great third quarter. And then Embiid, who is rusty, got it going in that fourth quarter. That Sixers team is so good. By the way, so are the Knicks. So are the Knicks. It's really unfair for New York. They didn't want, what is it? They didn't want to duck that smoke. Okay, you got the fire now. I don't know who's going to win Sixers Knicks. We'll do those predictions tomorrow. I'll probably take Philly, but it doesn't matter who I take. Either of those teams can win that series. That is a semifinals at a minimum level series. And I'm not as high on Boston. I just don't think Boston's level of surety is 97% like everybody else. Which means the winner of Sixers Knicks can make the finals. That is a very real possibility. There's going to be a team that's going to go out in the first round. It's going to be New York or Philly. What a rivalry. Who is good enough to make the finals? That is how brutal and how much depth there is in the NBA this year. And Embiid's return is the reason, and we can't sleep on that. Probably not anymore, but people were. The guy is that good. All right. 855-212-4227 is the phone number here on Rider Than You. Give me a call. Let's hang out. Tell Tom you love him if you want to. You can lie. It's fine. At Pretty, or maybe it's true, at Pretty Daddy RTY. Why RTY? Because he's committed to the show. At Pretty Daddy Rider Than You, but it's abbreviated. Because apparently at Pretty Daddy Rider Than You means he just couldn't, you could never tweet him at him. I don't know. I don't even know how the dumb X rules work anymore. They're stupid. Sports Writer, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. Let's get to something serious. There are some folks who don't seem to understand the significance of Jontay Porter's lifetime ban from the NBA. Why this is a huge story, long-term for the NBA, and why short-term it could actually have an impact on what goes on in the Western Conference playoffs. That's next here on Rider Than You.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Chris Paul is undefeated at being defeated. Get rid of that guy and his huge contract. He'll be somewhere else. He'll be a league minimum guy in L.A. as a backup, whatever. Good for him. See you later. Take care.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you, Ryder Than You. It may be pride. And if it is, Tom, it's probably misplaced pride. But I was pretty impressed with undefeated at being defeated as a way to describe Chris Paul.
It's a good line. I mean, the dude's been in the NBA for nearly two decades and no championships.
Yeah, win something. I got a buddy who works in the NBA who will only refer to him as Cliff Paul now, which feels more disrespectful.
I would agree, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I hate those commercials. And I happen to have that insurance company as my insurance company. And I cannot tell you how many times I've almost called and basically said to my guy who I like, I'm out, man. I'm out because of these commercials. I can't do it. But I didn't do it.
I thought you were going to tell me you were calling to complain about the commercials. Like,
here's another thing. One of the guys, I don't think anymore, but who used to handle, right, when you have an insurance agent, you have a person who's your actual guy runs the office, or man or woman, mine's a dude, and then they have people under them who are your – The person that used to deal with me was a famous baseball player's brother. Like one of the most famous baseball players. I won't say who. But so I think maybe he'd understand, right? Like, God, dude, I can't do the Cliff Paul thing anymore. I gotta go. I'm actually going to go with the ostrich guy or something. Those don't even make sense. I will choose a lizard. A talking lizard over... I just want good rates.
There's some weird commercials out there, man.
Yeah, but they really kind of line up with my sense of humor. I really enjoy the insurance commercials.
I'm going to take this one step further. How would you categorize your sense of humor? How would you put it in a box and define it?
Phenomenal.
Okay.
How would you categorize my sense of humor?
Eclectic, out there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say bizarre. That's too strong. I'll say out there.
Okay. All right, let's get into by the way, I'm sorry. I know you've been sending me notes that by the way, can you stop putting on the morning email you sent me the D-Cell show?
Do you want it out altogether or just stop putting
it
in the
red? I still think
it's
the name of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Also, by the way, yesterday, look, it's my fault. I know I said I gave you a hard time to watch the game. Maybe I should take that back. Maybe you shouldn't be watching the games. Because what did you send me that was outrageous? Oh, Sixers tried to give it away. Dude, it wasn't a foul. No, they didn't. It wasn't a foul.
Well, it was called a foul.
It wasn't a foul. It was called a foul.
And then Tyler Hero hit a three, and then the 76ers got
0.3 seconds. The game was over. There was no scenario where they're not getting a shot off in 0.1 seconds. What are you talking? It was so ridiculous.
Kyle Lowry rushed the inbounds pass because he wanted the clock to run out.
And it ran out.
And they knocked it out of bounds.
And it ran out.
They got lucky.
They can't. Even. I should have to explain this to you. Even if there was 0.1 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, it's got
to
be a tip-in.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
That was not well executed down the stretch by Philly.
They're trying so hard to give. They don't deserve it. Like, dude, stop.
I didn't say
stop.
They were trying to daddy, throw it away.
Pretty Daddy RTY. Stop.
Sloppy. Sloppy by Philly.
RTY, real-time yells. Pretty Daddy, RTY.
I'm not... Embiid was screaming at Maxey at the end of the game.
Oh, my God. That was your big... Okay. The game was... Well, then he shouldn't have been. The game was over. It was a good shot by Tyler Hero. It's unfortunate he had been over 133 in the game leading up to that shot. He had a rough shooting night. Hit some shots. All right. Yeah, I had a bone to pick with you on that.
So you don't want me to watch the games anymore?
And that, well, no, you should watch them. And that Bulls-Hawks game was actually interesting in a way that I didn't anticipate. It was actually really, really good in the sense that Trae Young is really bad. Trae Young had all of his team's turnovers deep in the first half, might have actually in the first half. Couldn't hit anything. He did get a little aggressive at the end of the first half as Atlanta closed a pretty big Bulls lead, cut it down by getting to the free throw line. But it reminded me this year, ready? I wrote this down for you, Tom. You ready for this? You ready for some facts? You ready? They tried to give it away in Chicago. What? No, that doesn't make sense. Sorry. Is that what I was saying? This year, when Mr. Trae Young plays, his Atlanta Hawks were 22-32. Now, that is bad. When he sat, this is a 28-game sample size. When he was out, their star player, they were 14-14. And when he sat yesterday, they went on a 14-0 run. And there was all this noise on social media. I almost retweeted a column I wrote from a year ago, but it's so obnoxious. I really wanted to. Everyone said, what's going on? It's like they hate each other. It feels like they don't like Trae Young. Doesn't like. Yeah, this was I reported this a year ago. That locker room hates Trae Young. So the big takeaway, Coby White was amazing, but the big takeaway was do not trade for Trae Young if you're Chicago. If you're L.A., that is absolutely something that Lakers have kicked around in the offseason. If you're the Spurs, don't do it. Don't bring that guy into your Wemby world. And if you're the Nets, maybe go for it because you don't have much of a choice and you need a point guard. All right. Let me get into this Jontay Porter thing. It is a significant and a big deal. He is banned for life, for allegedly betting on sports. Now, this is an investigation by the NBA. These aren't criminally proven charges. Everything here is alleged, but the NBA feels like they have enough evidence. Remember, there was an investigation that was implemented. This is good news, by the way, not bad news for the NBA and for sports in terms of gambling. It was implemented when a bookmaker noticed unusual bets on parlays, which is multiple things happening at once involving Jontay Murray. So if you don't know a lot about sports gambling, a parlay could be Pretty Daddy is gonna eat more than three donuts while frowning at his colleagues less than 9.5 times while also wearing a green shirt, which he's doing today. You bet on multiple things about somebody, and it has bigger odds and it's harder to win. And there were some unusual bets at a high level of money involving Jontay Porter, who doesn't play a lot of minutes, to go under, to not do the thing, to hit below what the guess is by Vegas. And if you are someone who wants to fix this kind of a bet and you're the player, you could, for example, suddenly say that you're sick. Say, no, thank you. I don't want to play, which is exactly what is alleged to have happened in these games. And you can see that he took himself out. He hit the unders. He said he was sick. And the allegation is because he was involved in betting on that. But it's worse than that. It is worse than that. The allegation is that his bets range from $15 to $22,000. Does this sound familiar, by the way? This comes on the heels of Ipe and the Shohei Ohtani story. Because people that are gambling addicts that Ipe has laid claim to and that Jontay Porter is clearly accused of being, and that would be my read on the accusations around him, they bet more and more. They chase money that they've lost. They get themselves in bigger holes. There's also an allegation in this investigation that he placed at least 13 bets on NBA games, which is mind-blowing. And then it gets to the one that is, all of these are lifetime ban stuff. I told you, everybody told you, we all knew, if he was proved to have bet on a single NBA game, he was done. They're going to make an example of him. But they allege that he bet on the Raptors to lose a game, which is just Pete Rose level, you have stained the game. Now, there is some upside here. It's not a good day for the NBA. It's a big deal. One piece of upside is he's Jontay Porter and not insert. I'm not even going to say the names of a superstar because I don't want to disrespect that person. But take any big-time player. And it doesn't have to be the biggest big-time players. Take any NBA player, any all-star, anybody. If it were them, it would be a much more problematic situation. Here's the really good news for the NBA. There's good news, bad news here. I was in New York. Last time I was in New York doing the show from the home office there, I went and I saw some people at the league office. I like to go and just, what is it, kiss babies and rub elbows? Rub elbows is dumb. I get it. You're sort of in a contained space having drinks maybe. Anyway, wanted to hang out. And we talked a lot about gambling. Just me and people from the NBA. Adam Silver has been at the forefront of pushing gambling as a reality for sports. I know that the NBA does not have a team in Vegas yet. They're behind on that, but the reason the NFL was able to put a team there, in my opinion, the reason Major League Baseball, or at least the A's, are trying to put a team there, in my opinion, is because, in part, Adam Silver legitimized the idea of gambling in sports many, many years ago. He saw this was the path, and he blazed that path. And if you turn on League Pass next year, if you want to watch a game that's not one of the big games on TNT or ESPN, you want to watch the Spurs play on a random night. I don't know about the Spurs, I don't know the Texas laws, but in most of the states, there's going to be a partnership between the NBA, their League Pass broadcast, and they're going to show you where you can gamble, and they're going to actually help you do that depending on where you are. They're all in on gambling. And in my conversations, this was the word. They knew that this could happen. And the idea that Jontay Porter's ban, they did make an example of him, is going to just stop this behavior is silly. People who say that, and I've heard it from people I like and respect, don't understand gambling and don't understand problem gamblers. Problem gamblers, you know what they're going to do? They're going to gamble. They're going to lie. They're going to steal. They're going to shame themselves. They're going to shame their team. They're going to shame their leagues. That's the bad news. The good news is that on the Ipe Shohei thing is really unusual, that it came to light. Because the allegations were that Ipe, in allegedly stealing money from Shohei Ohtani, did so with an alleged illegal bookmaker. Those are not public records. Illegal bookmakers are probably not going to be suing you. That's why there's jokes or not jokes about them collecting money in nefarious ways. And they're certainly not going to go to the authorities and say, hello there, I am a criminal, and I believe this person cheated me out of my criminal enterprise. That's not how it's going to work. They're not going to knock on the police department. Hi, Sergeant, I have a question for you. Dealing drugs and somebody stole my drugs. Well, you're arrested. Same thing with gambling. Doesn't work that way. So it's amazing that Ipe even got caught. There was a federal investigation into that alleged bookmaker where they went, oh, I know this guy. I know this name. I know who Shohei Ohtani is, and that's how that got out. Different story when it's legal, when it's above board, which is what happened with Jontay Murray. This is the good news for not just the NBA, but for the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NHL and the NCAA and everybody. Because when bookmakers, online or land-based, whatever, are legitimate, and they see this sort of behavior, they're going to do what happened with Jontay Murray. They're going to turn it over to the league, and the league's going to investigate. And so that's at least the good news, but that is after there are problematic moments. That doesn't stop it. It just punishes it after the fact. And that's the balance the NBA is going to have to walk. Jontay Porter had to be banned for life. I mean, he had to be banned for life the minute he bet on games. He certainly had to be when he bet on his own, allegedly, his own outcomes and his team's outcomes. And it's going to be a warning to players. And I've heard people saying, well, you know, athletes who are stars are a lot more likely to, or a lot less likely to do this because they're rich and they have money. Again, that misunderstands how gambling addicts operate. I believe Shohei Ohtani now. I didn't before, I do now. I think Ipe stole from him. But look at how much money Ipe is alleged to have stolen from him. It wasn't that he stole $50,000 and just thought, okay, I'll do a $100 bet here and there. It's alleged that it was millions and millions of losses and $16 million in money just taken away. People who want to gamble want to get a rush. And so there is a world where stars will bet too much money because, as Michael Jordan once said, Michael Jordan betting $100 doesn't make his heart beat. Me betting $100 makes my heart beat and think about how comfortable my couch is going to be when my wife finds out. It's different and it depends. So there's a world where this is problematic for big-time athletes, and you just hope this is enough of a warning. One last thought, and then we got to get to a bunch of other stuff. I hate the Lakers fans are celebrating this. I don't want to fall into this trap of this is going to happen. I just think it's worth mentioning that Michael Porter Jr. is the brother of Jontay Porter. And Michael Porter Jr. is a really important piece of a Denver Nuggets team that is the favorite, but not an easy road and not an easy route. They're playing the Lakers to start their opening round series. And I have a brother, and Tom, you have a brother. Love my brother. If my brother was banned for life from the thing that defined his life and how he made his living and was publicly shamed, I think it would impact my work performance for a long time. And I would like to think, I don't really know, but I would like to think if I were banned for life from radio or something else that I loved and how I made my living and I was shamed, and Jontay Porter will carry shame with him for the rest of his life. Lifetime bans from professional sports are rare, and they are significant, and they should be discussed. I think my brother would probably have his work impacted. Maybe not. Maybe I'd come to the radio show, and it would be a refuge, and that happens. I'm just saying it's worth keeping an eye on, because Michael Porter Jr. is a human being. I think Damian Lillard's been affected, and he's talked about this, because he's going through a difficult situation in a divorce. It's not the only reason the Bucks are a mess, but it's a reason. And it's okay that it's a reason. We're human beings. That's real stuff. Everybody handles those things differently. It's just worth keeping an eye on with Michael Porter Jr., given the fact this happened to his brother. And you can't live life for the people you love, but you can certainly feel for them and be affected by their mistakes. That's part of being family. And so I feel bad. I feel bad. By the way, I don't really know the Jonte Porter details. I don't know his details. Gambling addiction is awful. And if that's what this is, I feel bad for him, even though he deserves to never step foot on NBA floor ever again. All right. 855-212-4227 is the phone number here on the show. So there was a moment yesterday where Caitlin Clark had her introductory press conference, and I'm sure you all heard it. I'll play it for you in a second, where a reporter asked a horrible question. Came across as shockingly misogynistic. It was so stunning, I remember thinking, whoever that idiot is should have their credential revoked. And I assumed it was some low-level, don't-know-what-they're-doing, shouldn't-have-been-credential. Nope. Turned out it's a guy that I would almost describe as a friend. It's Greg Doyle from the paper there. So we're going to get into Greg Doyle and what he said to Caitlin Clark after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Keegan Murray said to Caitlin Clark in the Iowa to the Pros move, hold my beer. I love dropping those Iowa references. Those of you who don't like it, don't really care.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Have I mentioned, Tom, I'm from Iowa? Have you ever heard that before?
Maybe once.
God, it's so, like, I don't care. Cool, man. Have you listened to, well, CBS, this network? Oh, I did it. I was so proud of myself all week.
Took 4 days.
I know. If you listen to the Infinity Sports Network, just like I was saying. See how many times New York comes up? Wait, what do you think the Giants are going to do this year? Nobody cares. You're on in Boise. And it's April. But Iowa has a connection here. Why I got to slip it in. Because Caitlin Clark, who was a Hawkeye, man, she's amazing. She's now a member of the Indiana Fever, number one overall draft pick in the WNBA draft that happened earlier this week. And she makes this heart sign, right? And my kids make it to me. You probably have made it before. And she does it, I think it's before every game, and she flashes it to her family and after the game. And just, it's a, you know, it's like, I love you. It's a cool thing. So she had her introductory press conference yesterday, and it's an exciting moment. Obviously, she's a superstar. She's about to get a seven-figure deal from Nike that has generated a lot of consternation because there's only three signature shoe deals from Nike. Two women in the WNBA, and she is the third. And she was just on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. There's a lot of jealousy. It reminds me of the view towards Steph Curry, but Steph at least got to be in the league for a while because nobody thought he was going to succeed. And then when he started to blow up, remember this? If you remember this, when Steph won his first MVP, the players, Jamal Crawford, remember this? Jamal Crawford thinks that we shouldn't be talking about sports or watching them or enjoying them unless I guess you have to be an NBA player in order to like the guy. I'm not sure what he's saying. And I like Jamal Crawford. But, come on, bro. Remember that when Steph won his first award, the NBA players were so outraged. This is a long time ago. This is a decade ago. That there was a whole chorus. You can look it up. Take my word for it. But you can look it up if you don't believe me. These media people don't know what they're doing. They didn't play the game. You should have played the game to vote. So the NBA Players Association, think about the disrespect here, started their own MVP award that I think just went away. And they gave it to James Harden over Steph Curry. And then history happened, and the people who pushed that creep back into the shadows and stop talking about how we don't know what we're talking about. Okay, good job. I think there's a similar level of jealousy toward Caitlin Clark. So she's going to have to navigate what she navigates. She's going to have a target on her back. That's part of the way that she has been presented as this savior of women's sports, or at least women's basketball. It's a lot. The truth is a lot more complicated than that. There are amazing athletes she's going to have to go up against. It's also true that a lot of people have not watched women's basketball at the college level or the professional level, and it's true. Look at the ratings jump because of Caitlin Clark and other people, but she really is, I'm with Dawn Staley, she carried a heavy load. And now there's going to be all this scrutiny and all these people around her, and there's a stardom, and it can impact people. And so when she had her introductory press conference, I remember seeing that and thinking, all right, we'll go through it. Tommy will go through it. He won't go through it. I'll ask him to go through it. Maybe he'll go. It'll be great when he goes through the sound, and we'll pull something out. I did not anticipate that there was going to be a horrible moment. It is cringeworthy. It was everywhere yesterday. I'm going to play it for you. And when I heard it for the first time, it was hard to bear. Here is a reporter for the first time at a press conference addressing an Indiana Caitlin Clark.
Hi. Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Okay, now the first time I heard the clip, they didn't play the Greg Doyle part. And I know Greg really well. Haven't talked to him in probably a year or two. But, like, I like the guy, right? Professional, acquaintance, almost friend. This is kind of how these things work. I met Greg on the Jim Rome television show that used to be on. We were guests together several times. We both covered the Jerry Sandusky story. And that was a pretty hairy situation. And we just knew each other from around the way at various events when I was a national columnist. And then when he would come to NBA events as I transitioned into that part of my career. But when I heard this, Tom, I want your perspective, Pretty Daddy. When I heard this, my first thought was you have to strip that person's credential. That is outrageous. I'm assuming you had a similar reaction, just quick reaction to what you thought before you knew who it was.
Yes, that was my immediate reaction.
All right. So maybe I am being an apologist here, and a hypocrite, or maybe, I think this is more it, I'm remembering the world is a complicated place and the need and the desire that is fueled by social media to convict everybody immediately and just fire every single person and banish every person and hate every person is overwhelming. It's a terrible thing that he said. But I think, and he wrote an apology column at the Indy Star where he's a columnist, that basically said a version of I was an idiot and I screwed up and I realize you can't do that. It's worth reading. Greg is an awkward guy. I like Greg Doyle a lot. Greg can be an off-putting guy. He doesn't mean to be. If there's people you know who are high energy and talk really fast and, man, talk about me, hope not. But just like are off-putting sometimes, they don't mean to be, but they're just socially a little aggressive or they don't quite understand. Like he's a really smart guy and he's an empathetic guy, but just I think socially there's a disconnect sometimes. I think that's what happened. I don't have an opinion for you. It's an interesting thing to have this happen and have it be, again, not a friend, but somebody that I've known professionally and socially and that I like, and I like his work. His apology, though, here's my thing. Apologies should be enough. I can't assess whether an apology is genuine or not genuine. I can't. I think his apology is really genuine. I can't imagine how horrified I would feel if I was insensitive enough and dumb enough or clumsy enough or whatever it is, awkward enough, nervous enough, misogynistic enough, whatever it is, to have been the person who did this. I can imagine the blowback. I don't think the guy should be fired. I actually went to a social – I went – and it's worth doing. When he tweeted out his apology column, I went to his responses on social media. I wanted to see – there's a way to say this isn't acceptable. What you did is wrong, and there should be punishments. But it wasn't that. It was the mob just screaming at him. There's a reasonable way. I don't think the guy should be fired. There's a reasonable way to disagree with me. It is the lack of reasonability in our discourse that this has drummed up for me. And by the way, he is guilty of it. He is the guy that he's the tip of the spear in this conversation. He started it. Now, his explanation is he tries to talk to people as human beings. He was trying to be jokey. He's done it with other folks. He writes, and it comes off as a little arrogant, that he's really well known in Indianapolis for having interesting interactions with famous people. All right. I'm not in Indianapolis. I don't know. I just know that to the degree that I know Greg Doyle, he's a good guy, and he means well, and he takes the job seriously. And as long as I can remember, at every press conference I've ever been to, at a big event that he's been at, he has asked a really weird question. But sometimes it's not weird. Sometimes it's just, wow, everybody thinks LeBron sucks at basketball right now, but no one's going to ask. And then Greg Doyle goes, hey, LeBron, everybody says you're a choke artist. This actually happened. Is that true? Or some version of that. So the guy's fearless in asking what he asks. So I would say this. What happened to Caitlin Clark is grossly unacceptable. And maybe my reaction changing, because I know the person who asked the question, is also grossly unacceptable. But I'd like to think there's a middle ground where this kind of treatment cannot happen, and it speaks to what she has to carry and deal with. But it's also true that when people make mistakes, and it's a mistake and what he said is wrong, it doesn't have to be the death sentence of his career. Maybe it can be a teaching moment for him and all of us to varying degrees who can make these kind of mistakes. It was cringeworthy, though. And it did come off, Tom, it did come off as really creepy before I knew who it was. Did you hear it as creepy? That's how I heard it.
Creepy, cringy, yeah. Yeah, both of those things, for sure.
Yeah. You wouldn't fire the guy, right?
I would not.
Yeah. I might suspend him for a week. There might be a punishment in there.
Would you have him cover the Indiana Fever at all?
Yeah. But I think... Yeah, I don't think you take... He's the most prominent voice of that newspaper, so if he's... Not going to cover the Fever. That takes away from the Fever. The great line from Mad Men, fire him if you want, but you never know from where enemies will become allies. Applies here. Maybe he'll cover it with a better eye. Haven't understood what it is to be misunderstood, or at least to have been under the firing line. All right, let's talk with Sam Quinn next here on Rider Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.